Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to us live today on Blog Talk and those that are listening via the archive messages in the future. I thank God for everything and everyone. I thank God for even our foundational scripture that is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So this is Cecilia, and I'm on the line with Minister Sheila for Let's Talk, presented by Smile3E, which is presented every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to start off with me turning the lines over to my co-laborer in Christ, Minister Sheila, so that she can pray and share whatever the Lord has given her, and then she will toss the baton back over to me, and I will share what the Lord has given me on today. So love you. Go ahead, Minister Sheila. Okay, so we're going to give Minister Sheila an opportunity to come back on the line, because I noticed that her phone had dropped, you know, and that happens sometimes. So I see she's called back in, and I'm going to give her the baton again.
Excuse me for that. You know how these crazy phones do. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I want to thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to thank you for all that it is. Lord, I want to thank you and thank you for this morning. I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, who has blessed me with another day to be here, and I'm out with my family. Out for my granddaughter's graduation, we had a breakfast now, and we will later attend her graduation ceremony that I thank the Lord so much. That we give grace to God for all the graduation men and women of this world today, that we are blessed them with the name of Jesus Christ and the blood, that yet we are treasuring the ones that decided to continue their education, to go into this world with an education other than hanging out on the corners, to get the knowledge that is needed to survive in this world. I want to ask the Lord and to all to pray and to thank God for the blessings of the young men and women, elderly men and women, whatever your age is. We are all decided to further our education. I want to give honor to God. Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, we're into the breakfast ceremony, but I want to give honor to Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, to all the elders, pastors, ministries, evangelists, bishops, apostles, prophets, pastors, to all the saints that have decided to know that God is the right choice, is the way to follow, is to have into their life, to lead them the right way, the healthy way, and the happier way. I give honor to God to bless us all, to keep us through this year, to bless all of us. Because knowing when the weather get warm, the devil get carried away in the men and women of this world. Lord, I need you to bless them, to remove all this hatred, this devilishness, these demons, these hate crimes, these racial activists. We need you, Lord. We need you to touch us all, to let us know that we need to love and to help and live with each other, no matter what your race is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what, we are all God's children. We are here because he's decided to give us another day that I wake up and thank him every day and call it another birthday, because it's another new day. Some days that people have not made to see, But I thank the Lord that he blessed us all and to keep us under his wing and in his hand. We need you, Lord, to bless us, to open our minds, our hearts, our souls, to understand that we are all here for each other, not just the selfishness. We need to bless this government to let them know they are here to serve all people. God, I give so much thanks to you. I don't thank you enough, and I ask you to forgive me. But no matter what it is, I cannot praise your name and thank you enough for blessing me, because I know so many did not wake up this morning. And I want to also thank God, because your kids, your husband, your wife, the alarm clock, the noise, none of that have awakened you this morning without the grace of God. But I ask you to bless my sons, my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my brothers, my sisters, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins. Lord, I need you to bless all my bloodline family and my spiritual family. Lord, I can't thank you enough. I thank you, Lord, because I am so proud to say I have my granddaughter graduating. My grandsons, two of them graduating in another week or two. My nephew just graduated. But I just bless you for all the men and women of this world. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless them and let them know that you are the way, the only way. And to get off these corners, there's nothing good from them. The devil's trying to make you think he's helping you when all he's doing is hurting you, just bringing more harm and damnation to your life. And I thank you, and I thank you. And I thank you, and I ask you to bless all that are here today, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. I just want to say thank you, and I thank you, and ask you to excuse the background noise. Because although I'm at my granddaughter's graduation breakfast, I still choose to bless you in my life. And I still choose to praise your name in my life. Because no matter what's going on, I still want to find time to say thank you in my life. And I want to say thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I bless you for each and every one on this earth again. I just want to thank you. Like I said, I cannot thank you enough. But I thank you, and I ask you to take us all, no matter where we're going today or how we're going about it, to church, to work, to graduations, to whatever it is that it is in the faith of God. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back into your hands, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Hello, I thank you so much, Minister Sheila, for that prayer and those words that remind us about the importance of thanking God and the importance of family and celebrating one another. Wow, because so many are so quick to tell the stories of the negativity. They're so quick to spread the rumors and the slander and the discord, or to hate on you. When I look at my niece, that's great niece that's graduating on today, I think about how she's such a beautiful chocolate chip drop. I mean, she's got a beautiful skin color. I mean, she's got a beautiful smile. I mean, there's so much about her. She has, you know, even beauty in her smarts and her intellect. I mean, there's so much about her that's beautiful. And there's many that would try to make people see all of the things about them that are flawed, when all of us have flaws, whether it's acne, whether it's weight, whether it's habits. I mean, all of us have flaws. We know God doesn't, but all of us have flaws. That's why he is the potter and we are the clay, and he makes us and molds us. And so I want to know, these are some things that I have been noticing. I was like, God, begin it in me. God, work on my kindness. God, deliver me. And I realized God has already done it, because he said it is good when he created the world. And then when Jesus died on the cross, he said that it's finished. So now it's time for me to put things into action. it's time for me to do what the word already says. Then, oh, I'm waiting on God to deliver me. I'm waiting on God. No, God has already done it. He's already made a way of escape for you. He's already made a way for you to be saved by you confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ was virgin born, that he is the one and only living Savior. So let's stop putting it on God. He's already done it. He's your source. He's giving you his word. You can go to his word, and his word, who is Jesus made flesh, is a strong deliverer. He's already giving you his Holy Spirit, who will help to empower you and teach you and reveal the mysteries and revelatory knowledge that's concealed for some in the word of God. He's already done it. It's time for us to stop making excuses. As the Nike commercial says, just do it. Okay, so I was thinking about how sometimes, you know, I ride the metro sometimes to work, and that's the public transportation, and how, you know, people, young people, old people, slow people, mentally challenged people, regular people are pushing to get on the train, pushing to get on the elevator, pushing to be first, pushing to sit down first. I mean, just rude. It's just because they don't want to miss the train. Yeah, but you can still be kind. You can still not miss the train and be kind. So what about letting others sit down? What about letting the elderly sit down? What about letting the ladies sit down? What about letting people with children and heavy bags have the seat instead of you almost knocking people down so that you can sit down? What about the you're supposed to play the music with your headphones on and watch television. What about just being nice? Okay, what about letting people over in traffic? That's a whole nother message. I mean, it's like, oh, you can't get in front of me. Oh, where are they going? Are they going to pick up someone? Is it there a child in trouble? Do they have to get into work? Because if they don't get into work, they could get fired. Maybe they're trying to get in front of you just because they like driving fast. They like doing whatever. But it doesn't matter the reason, because road rage is road rage. So what about sharing the road? What about slowing down and letting them get in front of you? You're still going to get from point A to point B. I'm not saying to be on the road and you know you got somewhere to be, and there's 20 cars trying to get in front of you, and you let all 20 of them. I'm just saying don't constantly be blocking and not letting people over. Okay, what about speaking to people? What about that? Why are we always trying to speak to people when we speak to people? It's in a rude tone. The way we address people is like, what's up? What you want? What? I mean, just our tone says, don't talk to me. Why? Why can't we speak with kindness? Why can't we share a kind word with someone? Why can't we share a Christ-like hug with someone? What about, do you get mad when people ask you questions? Do you get mad when people say, why do we do this or why do we do that? Why don't you look at that as an opportunity to hear others' ideas or to share the wisdom that God has given you? Now, what about competing with others? I'm not talking about competing on the volleyball court, the basketball court, and things like that. I'm talking about just a spirit of competition because of your insecurity, because of disrespect, because of dishonor, because you're spoiled, because you're walking around in pride and vanity. Because you're just hateful. You're allowing witchcraft and sorcery and manipulation and rudeness and anger and hurt to cause you to hurt. Bruised because you were bruised, now you're bruising others. Because you're unhappy, you want other people to be unhappy. Because you lack joy, you want others to not have joy. What about allowing the conviction of God to win? The conviction of God to show you how to love on one another, the conviction of God to show you how to be secure in that which God is giving you, the conviction of God to show you how to walk in respect and honor, the conviction of God that shows you how to walk in charity and love, the conviction of God that shows you how to be kind, how to be patient with one another. What about why who you hang around or would be a part of people that are quick to spread lies, to defame one another? Why aren't you the one that's defending? Why isn't every time someone speaking ill of someone, why, especially if you know that it's a lie, why aren't you willing to defend them? My sister, Minister Sylvia, was talking to someone who was defaming me, and they were talking about what they had heard. And so this particular thing had went, and it has traveled faster than a fly on dookie. I'm serious. It has traveled, because when you see some dookie and you see flies, they be on that dookie, or a fly's on watermelon. I mean, it has really fine. So she was speaking up for me. The conviction of God did not allow her to be a listener, because she didn't allow condemnation and jealousy and envy and hatred and strife, but she allowed the ability and the desire to want to annihilate the spread of this negative news, this negative story, this untrue story that was partially true. Because even when the enemy of our souls, the devil, went to Christ, remember, in the garden, I mean, in a desert, even when he went to him there, he was trying to tell him partial truth, because some of the word that he used was true and some of it wasn't. But see, Jesus used the word of God to combat that which was not true. So although the enemy used partially the word, God allowed Jesus to be strong enough to share the whole load. Why are we spreading joy and peace and love and the message of hope and unity and grace and mercy? Have you heard people say this before, some type of quotes that says, you don't need a reason to help people, you just help them? Have you heard one kind word can change someone's entire day? That is so true. One kind word, one smile, one hug, one word of encouragement, one word, one act of kindness can not only change someone's entire day, but it may change their life. My. Have you heard this? Be somebody who makes everybody feel like they are somebody. Are you that person that makes everybody feel like they're somebody? That kind word, that word of encouragement, that word that speaks life unto them, telling them you can do it. You're kind, you're smart, you're beautiful. You can do it. You are a child of God. You are God's creation. You can do it. The songwriter wrote a song that said, that we are unstoppable. And it's true. In and through Christ, we are unstoppable. Not when we get into our own selves, and not when we allow other people to debunk or to distract or to get us off our point. But stay focused on what God has called you to do. Don't allow distractions and the words of negativity to get you off course. Have you heard this quote before? If you want more kindness in the world, put it there. Meaning if you want people to be more kind, if you want them to be nicer, you want them to have hope, you want them to have joy, you want them to have peace, you be the person that does it. I remember Apostle Sandra Thomas talking about how institutionalized hypocrisy in the church caused her to always say, well, what the pastors and preachers should be doing. And her mother said to her, okay, well, that's what needs to be done, and you know to do it. You do it. You demonstrate it. Charles Spurgeon says, no man can be a true or show or do true kindness in this world than to pray for me. Basically, he said the kindest thing that someone can do for him is to pray for him. But see, I'm going to take it a little further. I'm going to say the best thing you can do for me is pray your God-given prayers for me. Because, see, people can pray all types of stuff that's not really a true prayer. But what about praying that God-given prayer? You know, you hear people talking about how they have shown actions or did acts of niceness or kindness towards someone. Well, did you do it from a true heart of kindness? Or were you just doing it to do it because you were trying to impress someone? Were you doing it because you were filled with the Holy Spirit of God that is causing you to be an imitator of Christ, that causes you to reflect the kindness of God, the selflessness of God, not selfishness, not manipulation, not witchcraft, not all of that stuff that's all about your flesh and all about what you want, but I'm talking about those things that cause you to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God that will convict you when you're doing and saying and even thinking wrong. There are some mean, grumpy people out here, and they're unforgiving, they're selfish, they're not kind, and they will pour out that spirit upon you instead of you allowing God to pour out his spirit upon you that causes you to walk in patience. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5 says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Ooh, that right there is talking about love, anger, and selfishness. Now let's talk about some wisdom. Proverbs 14 and 29 says, whoever is patient has great understanding. But one who is quick-tempered displays folly. There's another one that talks about it even being foolishness. We're to be joyful in hope and patient in afflictions and faithful in prayer. That's Romans 12 and 12. Do you know that the Word of God reminds us to not become weary in well-doing? For it tells us that in due season we will reap a harvest if we faint not. Another version says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's Galatians 6 and 9. There's a lot of people giving up. They're giving up because of the competing with others. They're giving up because of the lies and slander that have been told about you that has tore their hearts apart. Be encouraged. Don't be mad with people because they're allowing the enemy to use them to speak ill of you. But count it as an opportunity for you to celebrate the love of God that's resting and residing on the inside of you that others would love to have, but they want to have it without relationship. Many people want to be loved and be loved, but they don't want to give love. The best way to receive kindness and love is to give it. So if you see someone not being patient with you, you show patience. If you see someone that's displaying lack of self-control, you show them how to live a life that has self-control in it. You know, the Word of God tells us, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways when they carry out their wicked schemes. Just be honest. Just be patient with God, because when people are doing the things that they're doing and it looks like they're getting ahead, just be patient. God is going to bless you in due season. The Word of God says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had. Being a comforter. Being an encourager, my. The Word of God reminds us, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait on him. So let's wait on him. Let's be slow to anger. Let's abound in the love of God. Let's be compassionate and gracious towards one another. Let's remember that God has told us to put on a garment of praise. let's remember that there's verses that remind us about being kind. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, all bitterness, anger, wrath, shouting, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven us through Christ Jesus. Another verse in Colossians 3:12 says, so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. See, the Spirit of God tells us to make peace with one another. It tells us that we're to trust in God. It tells us that the power of God will manifest through us and for us when we walk in the Spirit of God instead of in the flesh. See, it's easy for people to be kind if they allow God and His Word and His Holy Spirit to lead and direct us. But see, that's the key. You've got to be in a relationship with God. Because some people find it easy to love and to be patient and kind to their friends and family, even when those friends and family have lied on them, betrayed them, and not done right by them. But that's because God tells us to take our kindness to a whole nother level. I mean, higher level like Christ did. He wants us to love and be kind to our enemies. Isn't that something? He wants us to love and be kind to the people that hate us, that lie on us, that speak ill of us, that slander us, that gossip about us, that show acts of negativity and hate and jealousy and strife and envy toward us. God wants us to not only show acts of kindness and love towards them, but He wants us to forgive them. Just like Jesus. Jesus is our example. Remember, He was being crucified. And what did He say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, can you ask for forgiveness as people are crucifying you? The undeserved things that they do, and even sometimes the things that you may have deserved. Can you be an imitator of Christ that shows love, that shows kindness, that remembers that one kind word can change a person's day? One kind word or act can change a person's life for throughout eternity. Do you know that people cherish kindness and that they'll go an extra mile for a person that's kind to them? Yeah, I know some people are nice, nasty. They're being fake. They're putting on an act. They're not going to get their hands dirty. I mean, they're acting like they like you, but they really don't because they're trying to impress someone else. When we know even sometimes we know that we may do something for someone really wanting them to reject what we're trying to do because we really want them to say no because we really don't want to be nice to them. Well, let's ask God to help us to not only have a heart to want to be kind to people, that wants to bless people, but that knows that every act of kindness and love leads to a cheerful heart. It leads to the blessings of the Lord that maketh one rich and add no sorrow. Acts of kindness are those little things, those selfless things that give people joy. And that as we continually are nice to someone, have you ever been so nice to people that after a while you just kept praying for them? You just kept asking for corporate prayer for them. Although they were still manifesting, they were being everything but nice to you, but you were relentless in your prayer for them. You are relentless in your being kindness to them. You are relentless in speaking words of life. Because, see, you know, you don't doubt the power of the word of God that is spoken through you And you know that there's power in your tongue. So you know that what you speak and what you write is power, and that it impacts the lives of others and even you. You know that when you speak that you motivate others. You know that when you speak that you inspire and guide and encourage and comfort others. You know the power of the word that comes out of your mouth. Proverbs 16:23-24 says, "For a wise man comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." Proverbs 12:18 says, "There is that speaketh life, the piercing of the sore, but the tongue of the wise is health." See the power of the words that you speak. Psalms 141:5 says, "Let the righteous man strike me, that is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, that is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it, for my prayer will still be against the deeds of the evildoers." When you pray for the evildoers and the enemies that are coming against you, God is going to bless you, and he's going to bless them. Have you ever been so kind to people? Apostle Thomas used to say, you got to learn how to love the hell out of people. I always say you got to learn how to love the Hades out of people. Same thing. I've had situations where people never spoke to me. I would come in every morning, and I would speak to them, and I would still speak to them. I would give them the salute of the day, and I would be gracious and kind, and sometimes they would ignore me. Sometimes they would speak. And it was like just because they felt like they had to speak. And then I saw that there was others that I was praying for that was speaking ill of me, that was doing all manner of evil. And God crushed their hearts. God turned their stony hearts into a heart of flesh, into a heart of love. To well, now, as Minister Denise yesterday was talking to me about how God gave someone so much favor with her until it seems like they can't get enough of her now. They're always in her face trying to share the word of God. They're always speaking kindness towards her. So are they doing it because they've really been transformed, of evidence of God working in them? Or are they doing it for some other reason? Well, we don't know. But we do know this, that God is a reconciler of his people. God can bring righteousness even to the life of the unrighteous. No, God's not, bamboozling people or overtaking people or manipulating people, but he's helping us to love them like he loves them. And so the change that's happening in their lives is because of the generosity that you've shown them, the generosity that you've shown them in love, the generosity that you've shown them in prayer, the generosity that you've shown them in that one kind word a day, several kind words within a day, multiple kind words within a day, that faith in God that you've shown them that says, if God allows it, I accept it. Do you know that some people say, I don't want to be tolerated. I want people to accept me. Well, sometimes those acts of tolerance will change into acts of acceptance once they do this. Romans 2:4 says, "Or do you disregard the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you to repentance?" So when you're kind to people, when you're speaking well of people, when you're standing up for people, when you're emulating the Christ-like qualities of God, of love, of kindness, of patience, of peace, of hope, it annihilates and destroys acts that hinder and destroy unity and hope. Allow God to use you to show others that not only is God still in control, but that he's shown you how to walk in the prosperity of his love, that he's shown you how to emulate his hope in those kind words, in that hug, that person that you hug, that me and Minister Sylvia was laughing about, how you can hug people and sometimes they hug you back like a fish. Have you ever noticed that if you ever gone fishing, when you're holding onto a fish, it kind of like gets stiff and it like barely touching you back and things of that sort. Well, sometimes when you hug people, it's like they stiffen all up and they hold their arms straight up and down. They barely hug you back, like they give you a fish hug or they give you a fish handshake. They shake your hand, but their hand is so straight and stiff. It's not an embrace. It's not a one of love or receiving. Well, even God can turn that person into a person that now loves you with an embrace of love, because they realize that it's not about them being all puffed up. It's not about them being a person that's parading themselves around or a person that gives out envy instead of love. It's about that person that's been willing to suffer and endure your rudeness, about that person that's been able to suffer and endure your lies and your jealousy and your condemnation and your slander and your strife, but they still have joy. They still have peace. They still walk in the grace and the mercy of God. They still walk in the hope and the unity of God. They still love you just like Jesus loved us enough to bear his cross. What is it? Who is it that God is telling you to love on in spite of the things that they may have done or said? Is it the many people that call themselves your enemies? Guess what? So did Christ. You're in good company. You are in great company. You're in the company with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was mocked for us. He was beaten for us. He was nailed to the cross for us. He was lied on for us. When you look at his life, his ministry, he came, he healed people, he fed people, he brought the true love and unity of God to people. And so, yes, you, Sheila, Juan, Raven, yes, you, Shonda, Renee, Stanley and Stan. Yes, you, Pinky, T, Carlton. Yes, you, Brandon. Yes, you, Minister Denise. Yes, you, Minister Tony. Yes, you, Pastor Aziza. Yes, you, and you, and you, and you, Pastor Troy, Prophet Antoine, Dr. White, the late Elder Kendall. Yes, all of us have had to love the Hades out of the people that we've blessed, that we've fed, that we've allowed to live in our house, that we've clothed. Yes, even Nia and Naya, those are two different people. Yes, even the crystals that we know. Mm-hmm. Yes, even the Soleils that we know. Mm-hmm. Yes, even the Mama Thelmas that we've known. The Apostle Sandra Thomases that we've known, even the Elder Carol Gibsons that we've known, even the Pastor Max that we've known, even the Bishop Hiltons that we've known, even the Evangelist Molly Hiltons that we've known, even the people of God that have hugged people next to you, spoke to people next to you, but did not acknowledge you. Yes, we're even called to love them, to pray for them, to encourage them. Yes, many of us find it easy to love our family and our friends and even ourselves, but many of us find it hard as well. Some of us find it hard to love ourselves, but God is saying he loves you, so love yourself. He didn't say you have to be perfect, but you have to yield to his perfecting of you. Yes, there are family members that are lied on you, spread all type of rumors and lies, or of taking the truth or facts, just like the devil did, and perverted it to the story that they wanted to tell. Some people only want people to hear their side of the story, and they don't even know the whole story. There's people that say there's the truth, there's your side, there's my side, and then there's the part in the middle. Well, in God, there's only one side, and that's his side. The truth of God shall set you free. Let's be honest with one another. Let's love one another. If you see something that isn't Christ-like, repent. Go to the Word of God. If you need patience, I've shared verses about patience. If you need to learn how to give mercy, patience and love can help you to give mercy and grace. I've shared scriptures today on kindness. If you need to be kinder, I'm just saying, okay, well, what about Jesus just saying? A lot of times we always saying, I'm just saying. Well, sometimes we need to shut up with what we're saying and start speaking what God is saying. See, the weapons in our lives will form, but they don't have to prosper. How do I know that? Because the Word says so. Things that come out of our mouth need to be established. For the Word of God says that His Word shall not return unto Him void, but it shall establish that for which He sent it. If you want love, speak love. Show love. If you want prosperity and blessings, be a blessing. Show people how to be a blessing. Speak blessings. Speaking about all the negativity and all of that, okay, so you're reaping what you're speaking. God is teaching me. He wants me to walk in patience. He wants me to walk in love. He wants me to walk in unity. And I'm not talking about lust or like. That's different. I said love. I'm talking about agape love, the covenant of love that God has shown towards us. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love destroys any and everything that's not like God. I'm talking about God's kind of love. A smile will bless somebody. A kind word will bless someone. Your patience will break down and annihilate and obliterate and annihilate every stubborn, every evil spirit in a person because you're doing it in and through love. And when it's rejected, don't worry. God's going to bless you anyhow. Some people aren't going to accept your forgiveness. Some people aren't going to accept your love. Some people aren't going to accept you. But guess what? You shake the dust from your feet and you keep going. You keep moving. Why? Because you are the salt of the earth. You are the light in the darkness. You are the person that speaks life that changes people's lives because the word that you're speaking is the word of God, and that word that's changing them is actually the word made flesh, it's Jesus Christ. So, no, don't worry. Come before God. If they're telling you, oh, well, you're getting haughty, you're getting arrogant. If you are, go before God. But if it's your boldness and your hope in Christ, just pray for them. Because sometimes people are going to say, oh, men are evil, to try to distract you, to try to discourage you. But stay encouraged. Stay before God, saying, God, not only what must I do to be saved, but God, give me a clean heart and a right spirit. God called me to examine myself continually so that when I look in the mirror, not just the natural mirror, but the spiritual mirror, that I see you, I see your love, I see your kindness, I see your peace that surpasses all understanding, I see your patience, I see your kindness. I let someone over that was being rude to me on the highway, that was tailgating me. God, I moved out of their way. God, I let someone have the seat, although I was extremely tired and I had worked hard all day, I let them have that seat. God, I spoke a kind word to the person that is always speaking ill of me. God, I've shown love to those that have been unlovable. God, I've shown respect to those that have been disrespected. God, I'm trying the best that I can. So I come before you saying, God, I believe, but help thy my unbelief. God, when I've done the best that I could do, I've come before you, God, and said, take me higher in you. For your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your ways are higher than my ways. And God, I have examples that said, not my will, but your will be done. Be it unto me according to your word. And God, if you allow it, I accept it. Minister Sheila, that's all I have.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, I just want to thank you for the words. They were so true and they were so wise and so much needed. But again, I just want to thank the Lord for gathering me today. So I'm out here in Indiana with my son and my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, and my grandson. Thanks to bless us all through this graduation ceremony we're going through today and to take us all back home safely. Take me back to Chicago to drop off my grandson and back to Wisconsin for my final destination. I want to give honor to all that is listening today. Would anyone like to have words here? We'll just thank the Lord for being here while we're sitting here. Well, as a group, just say thank you, and we all going to try to get on with this activity today since they are running up and down. I just want to give the Lord the thanks and the blessing that I can say I have proudly been blessed with a beautiful family. And I just want to say thank you for anyone. Is anyone on the line that might have words they want to say? You have the time now. All right, well, I just thank the Lord for the day. Like I said, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. Well, none of us be here today. So we need to at least acknowledge him with thanks and gratitude and praise his name. And I ask you all to tune in with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and with Mr. Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights, for Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with me, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with Minister Brandon, for wonderful words of wisdom and knowledge. And also listen to us on Friday night, which is on Facebook and Blog Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And I want to thank you and thank you and thank you and give God all your gratitude and your blessings and your thanks, because due to him, God, our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, we are here to celebrate another birthday. Thank you.
Don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And aligned with the message today, he can add kindness, he can add patience, and he can add love. Until tomorrow. For Smile 3E presents Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. Woo! 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 Bye bye.
Thank you.